visit my family, my sisters.
Passaic.
In Passaic. And
where are you from?
Connecticut.
All the way from Connecticut.
My husband's from Alabama, though.
He's a
Georgia
cracker, the southern cracker.
You got a guitar with me? Well, you know, I had two little cousins with me. I lived in Connecticut. Every year, don't they grow tobacco up there? They used to go all the time, every year, working tobacco things up there.
Yeah, they have a lot of tobacco.
Spending money up there.
They make the wrappers for cigars up there where I live.
They have big time. They like that
bad. Yeah, it's nice in the summer. It gets up to about 80 or 85, and there's it's right near the ocean, so you can swim. Of course, where the tobacco is, it's about an hour inland. Did you swim when you were younger? Or the girls weren't allowed to swim?
Oh, they were allowed when I. In about 1965 and 1966 and 1967, they started them swimming. The bathing suits were bloomers, you know, with the tight legs. I mean, the elastic in the bottom of them. And then they started getting a little shorter until they don't have no bathing suit now. Oh.
Did your parents think that they were real modern, or were they old-fashioned?
Oh, they were modern in that time.
Well, you know how long it? 3 years ago it been?
Sure, I know how long it is. It's four times as old as I am. But I, you know, like if you could tell me like how you think your parents were, do you think that they were modern for their time?
They were modern for that time.
Were they interested in your education?
Yes, very much interested.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I had. There was 8 of us in the family.
Uh-huh. Are they, any of them still living around?
None here. They live in Passaic.
Three of them were down last week. She went to school at Best Tip, wasn't
it? Monroe Female College when I went there.
Yeah, but Best Tip College at Passaic.
What do you call it?
It was Bessie Tiff then, Knight's Tiff. You know where it is, Passaic.
Uh-huh.
It's a 4-year female college up there.
But I went when it was Monroe Female College.
Okay, I'll ask you, let's see if I can ask you one controversial question. If you had your own wish, and it was only your wish of who would be president for this year, who would have been elected, what would you have wished?
It wasn't who you think it is.
Shh. Let's see what your wish of, not necessarily just somebody who ran, you know, but anybody that could have been the president.
The panic guy.
Well, I had just as soon had Nixon's anybody that I know of.
Of anybody in the whole world that you could have picked?
Yes, I don't know anybody else that would have been any better than he is.
Okay. And, I interviewed this one lady in Flippin that was for Nixon, and she lived with her brother, and he was for Wallace. And she said they used to have real arguments in there.
Well, I wouldn't have voted for Wallace. I think Wallace,
riding on another man's coat.
Wallace was doing something that he knew he wasn't going to be elected, and he was doing it just to see if he couldn't down the other person.
You think so?
Yes, I really think that.
Well, this man in Flippin told me that he thinks that Johnson paid
you
Wallace
to run.
Georgia. Well, I've heard that too. I've heard that Johnson paid Wallace to run.
Uh-huh. You did hear that?
I have heard it. And he might have.